Paul, the big moment in the game really is the penalty decision. What kind of a view did you have of that?
I had a good view of it, and I've seen it 5, 6, 7 times now, and it's just not a penalty, and it's a massive moment in the game. Look, Burnley are a top team. We knew it was going to be really difficult for us coming here, because of the run they're on, how their home form's been, where they are in the league, and you just hope that decisions are made that are right, and the penalty's clearly wrong. And you know, the first half we defended really, really well. You know, they created chances. I thought our goalkeeper and our back four were outstanding first half, and for that to happen 20 seconds into the second half, it's a massive, massive moment in the game.
It's changed the game, hasn't it? Because they had a decent spell at the end of the first half, but on the balance of play, you've had as much of the ball as them. Chris Brown's had a header which went just wide, so it was a pretty even first half, wasn't it?
They started on fire. We know that they do that, and we weathered that, and then we gradually grew into the game. You know, we created a few chances. Brownie was unlucky with his header, and then they finished the half strong. So we've got them in at half-time, and sort of said, look, I felt we could have had more quality with the ball, but defensively we looked really sound, and it's just really disappointing for that decision to go against us.
It's a bit of a cliche, isn't it? But the teams at the top of the league, they always seem to get little decisions like that, don't they?
We don't seem to get them at all, or get them given against us. You know, there's 3 or 4 decisions penalty-wise this year that's went against us that afterwards we've been told, and we've had apologies for saying they're not. But at this level, when what's at stake, it's decisions that aren't good enough and decisions that should be getting right.
Dare I say, though, that you've kept on going here. You've not disgraced yourselves at all, have you? You've kind of just carried on from the last 4 games, really.
We haven't. Look, the big plus for me tonight was that the players, they gave everything they got. And look, there's no getting away. They're a top team. That's why they're sitting second, looking as if they're going to get automatic promotion. But they kept at it. And it's a much different performance from our last defeat away from home against Bournemouth. You know, and we've just got to keep going. You know, there's 8 games left. We're still in a fantastic position for where we want to be. We need to pick ourselves up for watching another big game on Saturday.
That free kick goes in from Cottrell, it just hit the crossbar, didn't it? If that goes in, you've got a chance, I suppose, near on. That would have asked a few questions then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but possibly it would have done, especially 2-1 with a few minutes to go, you know. But there's no doubt that they deserve the points. It's just the manner of the first goal that really disappoints us. You know, we've came here, we've worked hard as a team when we were up against it. Our fans were fantastic all night. You know, but we go again. Say we've got a massive derby against Leeds now coming up, and we want to go on another little mini run because we've shown recently that we're a good team.
There's a reason as well why they're up at the top, aren't they? I mean, Junior Stanislas tonight's had some game, hasn't he, and deserved his goal.
Yeah, and look, they've got a strong squad all the way through. You know, they're bringing Keightley off the bench. You know, Ings is out injured. They bring Barnes in, so they're a very good team, and we knew that, but we knew we'd have to come here and defend well. I think as a real throughout the game we did, which was really pleasing. But as I said, it's just baffling how the penalty decision's been given.
But you won't dwell on a result like this, will you? You've shown enough since that Bournemouth game to really believe that you're not going to get dragged back into this.
Look, I said after we won Saturday that we weren't out of it. I still don't think we are. But I believe we've got more than enough going forward with the performances we've had, with the players we've got, to make sure that we get clear sooner rather than later.
That back four, I mean, you've highlighted them as well today, playing well in the first half. You've had to sort of put people in positions that are unfamiliar with James Coppinger. You know, Paul Quinn's not his natural position to play centre-half, but they're all doing a really decent job for you in there, aren't
they?
Yeah,
I didn't. Look, we've been beat 2-0, and as I said, over the course of the game, look, you can be picky and pick certain things out in the game, which we'll go over with the players on Thursday. But as a rule, I thought we defended well. Our quality going forward wasn't as good as it's been recently, which is a little bit disappointing, you know, but you've got to give Burnley credit for the way they defended as well.
Obviously, the deadline's coming up now. It's something we've asked you about an awful lot over the last couple of weeks, but with, a couple of days to go, are you any closer to bringing anybody in?
We're still trying. We're hopeful we'll have at least one in before it closes on Thursday, maybe another, but you know, we've been hopeful before and it's not happened, so we'll see what happens.
Do you still see the defence? That's where you need sort of some options there because of the injuries you've got?
I think, look, we need cover, and in other positions we're looking to try strengthen, because you know, because 3 weeks ago we had all our defenders fit, and it just shows you how quickly it can turn around with a couple of injuries, you know, and that goes for throughout the squad as well.
Just to finish, is it easy to do deals now? I mean, everyone's getting towards the end, and you know, a loan deadline, it's a bit different to the transfer window closing, isn't it? Is it easy to sort of negotiate right now?
It's a difficult time to try and get players out of clubs, because when this window reopened, clubs like to do their business early in it, and majority of the time what's not done in the first week or 10 days of the window, that means that the clubs you're trying to get players out of are happy with the squad and they don't want to let them go. So as I said, we're hopeful, we're banging on, pestering people to try and get a couple of things done, but if we don't, you know, we'll have Gabby back soon, And this group of players have shown that over the last few weeks that they're doing all right.
And no new injury concerns tonight?
No, there's a few knocks, a few bruises, but more so a little bit let down, a little bit hurt by the result more than anything else.